We have you here on the phone with us to talk about the Galway senior camogie team that has been announced, Tommy, and plenty of changes ahead of the game against Kilkenny tomorrow.
Yes, indeed, Darren. The four changes from the side that were beaten by Tipperary last time out. Into the side come Sarah Healy, Anya Kane, Amory Starr and Alwyn Rabbit. They all make their first starts in the league this campaign as Cathal Murray rotates his squad once again as they go up against Kilkenny tomorrow looking for a win that will keep them in the league hunt, I suppose, Darren, this year. If they lose, should they lose against Kilkenny, then they may well be in a little bit of trouble in advancing any further in the competition. But all is to play for in Loughrea tomorrow, I said.
The Galway team has been named, and I suppose, Tommy, the first one that stands out for me is Anne-Marie Starr. She started the 2011 All-Ireland Final in midfield, has always been in and out of the panel, but great to see her back well involved, and she gets her opportunity alongside Aoife Donoghue.
Yeah, she has. She has come on in the last couple of games for Galway, but she gets a start in beside Aoife Donoghue from Mullia tomorrow. That Galway team in full, Dennis and goal, Sarah Healy, full back line of Rachel Hanafy, Roisin Black, the captain, and Gerbla Hagan. The half-back line of Anya Kane, Siobhan Gardner and Ciara Hickey. Midfield partnership of Aoife Donoghue and Anne-Marie Starr. And the half-forward line of Alwyn Rabbit, Ailish O'Reilly and Niamh McPeak. And the full-forward line of Carrie Dolan, Siobhan McGrath and Ola McGrath. So, yeah, as I said earlier, Cathal, I suppose, will be looking for the win, but more importantly, trying to build his team for the upcoming championship. And two big games, of course, to come after that, Darren, as well, against Waterford and Cork. But is that... Cathal said earlier today he'd be looking to stay in the competition by beating Kilkenny and hoping that, you know, that they're still there with the games against Waterford and Cork to come by the end of this month. So yeah, all in all, it's a new enough looking Galway team as well from the last day. So lots of players getting chances, of course, in the league. Galway's third game, and we'll be keeping a close eye on what's happening in the other games as well across the country tomorrow. But it'll all be about Galway and Kilkenny tomorrow. You know, sir, Darren, there's plenty of rivalry between Galway and Kilkenny. It's only a challenge match. Both teams want to win it. So it'll be interesting to see what happens tomorrow in Loughrea.
Yeah, there's never much between them as well, Tommy. And even as Ailish O'Reilly said in her interview earlier on, they want to keep themselves in contention for the league final spot at the very, very least, because it keeps that competitive edge. We talked about Anne-Marie Starr there. Sarah Healy, of course, she was away last year. All-Star goalkeeper, All-Ireland winner with Galway in 2021. She returns back in goal, and her, as does her clubmate from St. Thomas's, Anya Keane. We saw her come off the bench the last day too. She played a big part in University of Limerick winning the Ashburn Cup recently, and that's only going to add to the defensive options that Cathal Murray has.
Absolutely, and I think you mentioned one girl there, Sarah Healy from St. Thomas's, starting in goal. Galway are blessed with goalkeepers. There's no doubt about that. Laura Feeney started in the game against Clare. We had Fiona Ryan the last day against Tipperary, and now we have Sarah Healy back in goal for Galway tomorrow. So no shortage of good goalkeepers, and no shortage in numbers either. And I believe that Galway BFM understands that in the next couple of weeks the panel will be nailed down by Cathal Murray and his backroom team, and it's likely to see some more members probably coming onto that panel as well that have been missing for the first couple of league games. To be more about that down in a few weeks' time, but I think it'll all go well when Cathal Murray does announce the panel for probably the last two league games and for the championship in the next week or two. So we're eagerly looking waiting to see what exactly the squad will be made up of then, and we'll have a better idea after the end of the league campaign as well how Galway are going, and for the start of that championship, which we're eagerly looking forward to as well this year.
We're eagerly looking forward to it. I thought there on International Women's Day, Tommy, you were going to give me a big, big scoop there, but we look forward and wait for a couple of weeks and see what materialises there. But as you said, Tommy, like, the whole point here is these players get an opportunity, and even some of them that aren't starting really impressed me down the rag a couple of weeks ago. And another player that's getting a look in tomorrow's match is Alwyn Rabbit from Athenry.
Yeah, exactly, and of course, sister of Sabina, and been involved heavily at underage for Galway and involved in the Intermediate Championship for the last number of years as well, and by all accounts has been going very well in the Galway training, and that is the beauty of the league, that these players who, you know, may not have been on that senior panel, may not have been getting games, but are now getting a chance to play top-flight camogie and getting an opportunity to wear the green or the should I say, the Maroon and White at a serious level. And these leagues are serious. There's no doubt about it that this very Camogie League is a competitive league. There's six good teams in it, and they're all well capable of beating each other on any given day. And I think that's what makes tomorrow's game special, is that Kilkenny, they're like, just like Galway, they have played two, lost one and won one, lost out on narrowly to Cork by a point, who will see a very strong team out again for their clash tomorrow as well. So it'll be interesting to see what sort of team comes down from Kilkenny to Loughrea tomorrow, but you can always be assured that they'll be there in full force, and they'll be gunning to get one over Galway, and Cathal Murray likewise be gunning to get one over Kilkenny. So it should be a good game. I hope the weather is okay for it tomorrow, and in the sense that it's pretty breezy at the moment now across the county, and you'd hate to see that a breeze would make it a game of two halves. But look, all will be revealed tomorrow at 2 o'clock in Loughrea.
Yeah, we're looking forward to that. Tommy, I will move on to the seniors in a bit, but come here, don't tell me Carrie Dolan's going to be playing corner forward tomorrow by number 13. I don't believe that. I'd say she'll be out in the 40, and possibly Alwyn Rabbit or Ailish O'Reilly will push inside.
Yeah, exactly, and I wouldn't be surprised either if there's a couple of changes in the half-back line, maybe, that, Ciara Hickey, Siobhan Gardner, Arnie Kane, might swap positions there during the game or whatever. But Ailish O'Reilly, you could see her playing a full forward, and Siobhan McGrath, Orla McGrath coming out to the half forward line as well. Neve McPeak is one that's normally out around maybe sometimes a third midfielder as well. So yeah, there's plenty of options for Cathal Murray and to go through with what the team he has selected. That is the starting 15, so it may not be the way that they line out on the day, but I'm sure Cathal Murray has a plan up his sleeve along with his backroom team that try to get one over Kilkenny tomorrow. So it'll be interesting to see. We'll be there for that one. It's a live here on Galway BFM from 2 o'clock tomorrow from Loughrea. So must win for Galway, Darren, if they're to have any hopes of defending their league title or going for three in a row. It won't be the end of the world if they lose. It's not all about winning leagues down through the years. Not too many people remember who won the league over the last 5 or 6 years. We know Galway won it for the last 2 years, but after that, not too many people will know who won it before Galway. So plenty will tell you who won the championship last year and who won it 10 years ago. So I think that's what it's all boiling down to, is the build up to the championship, Darren, more than anything else.
Almost certainly, Tommy. And of course, if you ask anybody how did Galway do over the last 2 years, they'd say they lost in the All-Ireland semi-final. So it is about what happens later in the year. Tommy, the clock is getting against us very, very quickly. The intermediates. Now, it's actually working out, Tommy, despite two defeats. They could make the league final tomorrow. If they beat Wexford and either Tipperary lose to Kilkenny or Cork lose by more than 3 points. So they're very much in the mixer, Conor Dolan's intermediate team.
Yeah, I'm glad that you're doing all the permutations and you had the notebook out while the first half of the soccer was on, because I didn't even realise that, but I know that they're on their travels, and they've been unfortunate to lose out the last day against Tipperary. That was a tough game down the rag, but yeah, if they were to win tomorrow again, they're right back in the mix, and who knows, they've been going very well, and I've seen them on two occasions this year, and we wish them the best of luck tomorrow to Conor Dolan, and try and get that win, and the rest will take care of itself, as they say.
Yeah, hopefully they get the results as well. And Tommy, very quickly on Sunday, the Miners got off to a good start against Waterford last week. They host Tipperary, looking for their second win in the All-Ireland Championship.
Yeah, up against a very strong Tipperary team, I believe, after talking to Stephen Glennon, the manager, during the week. But they've made three changes as well from the team that defeated Waterford. Stephen has said and has let it known that they'll be rotating the squad as they'll go through the league campaign. They've got a big panel. They want to see every one of them in action. So, yeah, it'll be interesting. A win over Tipperary tomorrow put them in good stead in that competition. So, it's a real tough minor championship this year, but plenty of teams in it. Galway up there in the top three in my ranking, and we wish them the best of luck on Sunday also in Loughrea, and if they could get another win, back-to-back victories, you never know, Stephen Glennon could be on the way to bigger things, but it's all about the group stages at the moment.